Space check.
Hello everyone, we are back with another video. We're actually on chapter 13.
Speed type characters off.
And this is going to be interesting. Wait, make sure my screen curtain's on. Hold on.
Screen curtain disabled. Temporary screen curtain enabled until next restart.
Okay, good. Alright. The reason why I have my screen curtain enabled is because, well, I mean, like, why not? So, just in case those are wondering, oh, why is your screen blank? Because it is. Anyway. So, this is chapter 13, and I'm just going to give the same disclaimer as before. This is for a mature audience. And we are not making fun of poking fun at or discriminating against someone as a person. This is just the character that I portray as how I think of them, not as a person.
Your discretion is advised.
Oh yeah. Especially during certain scenes.
Because some of this shit ain't made for kids.
Which, by the way, certain scenes are adult-themed, so. Yeah. Anyway. Without further ado, this is chapter 13. What time is it?
7 a.m.
Don't you think we should reschedule that meeting we were supposed to have, like, 3 weeks ago? You think we should reschedule that today, or...
I already redid.
Oh. What time did you set it for?
9 o'clock.
That means we gotta get our ass up then. I don't wanna. I'm too comfortable.
Well, you gotta get up, cause you gotta come.
What the fuck?
Not like that! No!
Okay.
Oh, and Joshua's coming with us.
Oh. I thought he wasn't gonna come with us this time.
I mean, I know Faith is our daughter, but he told us he would help her get... He would help us get her ready for school.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone in that
building... starts fourth grade this year.
She hasn't really been to school before, according to what she told us the other day, so... Well,
she said her mother used to homeschool her, so...
Yeah, but... That's not really shown. Like... She's not, like... Reading properly as she should be. At her age. And,
Well, she has Down syndrome. What do you expect?
Oh. Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you about that. You knew about it, and you didn't tell nobody. Well, I already knew. I just forgot to tell you.
Well, he told me.
I forgot to tell the both of you.
Well, you told me, you just didn't tell him that.
Dick. Anyway. Okay.
We need to get Jordan and Faith up.
Jordan already is awake. She's been awake all...
Great.
She's been awake all night, though. I think.
Oh, great.
Wait. So
we need to get Faith up, though.
Raven, where is she sleeping again?
She's sleeping in Joshua and Talia's room.
Oh, dear God. She probably heard all those screams and shit.
No, I gave her some earplugs.
But she probably saw shit.
She sleeps on her stomach most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, oh, I'm gonna go grab her. Wait. I'm gonna go get her up, though. And I got just the thing for it, too.
Oh, no, you don't.
You're not using it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Eh. It's fun. Not with her, it ain't. Trust me. She's very sensitive. Ew.
I'll get Faith, you wake Joshua up.
Well, how about I use the same method?
No.
Trust me, he's not going to like it.
They enter the dimly lit bedroom.
Why is Talia naked? Oh, hell no.
I don't know. I'm not looking.
She has her hand on his dick. No.
Oh, no.
I didn't need to see that.
Wait, are they both naked or is it just her?
It looks like it's just her, but I think she's awake.
Talia, yeah, but he's not.
What in the hell are you doing?
Shh, be quiet.
What are you doing? Wait, what?
You wake him up!
Oh, I will? Okay.
Oh, no.
Wake up, damn it!
Oh. No!
Damn it. Talia, do you mind? Not in public.
I'm innocent. We both, all three of us know that's a lie.
Especially after what we saw the other night on that camera. Wait, what? What? Oh,
what
saw...
camera?
The camera that was installed to the kitchen. I did it for security purposes. But,
oh.
A little more happened in the kitchen than I was expecting.
What do you mean?
He was slurping his meat and getting it nice and juicy. Man, you swallowed
I was not!
You swallowed the juice that came out.
I was was not.
I was here. Not there. Alright, if you're not, then why the hell do I see this? He plays the video on the TV screen.
I'm gonna be sick.
That sound. It's like she's slurping a popsicle.
Or a milkshake.
God.
All right, you caught me. What are you gonna do about it?
I don't know.
God.
It sounds like she wants us to punish her and she might get a sexual thrill out of it. Did you just notice that?
Oh. Yeah.
Real question is, what do you want us to do about it? He did not just ask that.
Why doesn't Joshua grab the belt and he can whip me with it? God, I don't need to see that.
Alright, forget I even asked. Fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
She gets on her knees, grabbing the belt off the belt rack.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh no.
I'm out.
I'm out too.
I think she has faith thinking she's gonna use it on her. Just look at her face.
Oh dear. Oh. That's not good.
Damn it, Telly, what'd you do this time?
Come on, Joshua. You know you want to do this.
You might want to look at that child's face.
What do you mean? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta do stuff today anyway, so I can't exactly do that.
She puts the belt back on the belt rack and grabs a dildo instead. Ah!
Nope. I'm out. Nope. 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 Fuck this shit. I'm out.
No.
You can use it to pleasure yourself. I am not watching this.
Oh, that was a pink one.
Wait. She has a rubber dick. Why does she need that when she's got an actual dick? Well, she doesn't have a dick, but he does. Well, anyway, I'm gonna head out because I got some stuff I gotta do today.
Wait, are you even dressed? You're still in pajamas.
It's not really that big of a deal. I mean, I'm just going up here to the school, but pretty sure they won't mind.
No, you need to get dressed.
She tried to undress me earlier today when I was sleeping, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He puts on a shirt, pants, and suspenders.
I wonder what will happen if
You look nice.
If someone showed up there naked. I don't even want to think about that. One, you'd get arrested.
I don't want to know.
You'd get arrested for one thing. And two, yeah, no. I'm not even gonna think about that.
We need to get Faith dressed.
I think she's extremely scared right now, I think.
Why?
Did you not see what happened in there? Or did you already walk out before?
I walked out before.
Talia grabbed a belt and got on her knees and... Yeah. I think it made her think that she was gonna use it on her.
Jeez.
I'm gonna talk to her. Wait, where is she anyway? Huh.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go find her. Hold on. Be back. Hey, Faith, where are you? Where are you?
I'm in the toy chest.
What?
Get out of there! I'm in the toy chest.
Why are you sticking yourself
out of there?
Why'd you go in there?
Get out of there! That's dangerous. That's dangerous. I thought Talia was gonna hit me. No.
No, she's just into some kinky shit.
She might not know what that means.
Oh. She likes to be spanked, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway,
That's disturbing. That is very disturbing.
So, are you kind of nervous starting school?
Oh, a little.
Well, we gotta talk to the principal today, so.
We're gonna be there with you, but we have to go talk to Jordan's teachers too.
Yeah. So,
But Josh is coming too.
Hey. Yeah, he's gonna
She smiles.
I think Talia, if she does feel bad about what she did, so she might not come with us.
No, she's not coming.
So, are you ready?
Yeah. Let's go!
Wait, what's Jordan doing over there?
I don't know.
Jordan, what are you doing?
Why do you care?
You're trying to get more attention, aren't you?
What's the big deal?
Why would you need to get people's attention? Like, what is the whole appeal of that?
You don't need to know.
Actually, I kind of do.
No, you don't.
I'm gonna ask your sister. Maybe she knows. Hey, Alyssa, are you awake? I got a question to ask you.
What is it?
What would be the reason for someone wanting to get attention from somebody else?
I don't know. Maybe they want sex, or maybe they just want love. I don't know.
Because your sister is being just like you were. Only not as bad.
Wait, which sister?
Jordan.
Hey.
Wait, I still have that court case to deal with later. I hope this won't
Shit, that's right. You gotta deal with Celia's court case. Shit.
So I don't know if I'll be able to go there. So much as I would want to, but I don't think I can.
Well, shit. What are we supposed to do?
I mean, I know she's gonna be upset, but if you explain to her why, she might understand.
Oh, she's standing right there.
Oh. Oh, Lord. Hey, so, I'm not gonna be able to come with y'all this time.
Why?
Do what?
Why?
I got a court case to deal with.
But you promised!
I know. But Bill, it says here the court case is not until 5 o'clock p.m., so I'm pretty sure you have plenty of time. Oh. Well, I wasn't told what time, but well, I guess I will be.
It's 8:30. We gotta go.
Well, I guess I will be able to go with y'all this time. Ah.
It's 8:30. Come on.
What?
It's 8:30. Come on. We gotta be there in 30 minutes.
Jordan still hasn't moved. At all. Getting her to move is going to be hard. Oh no, it's not. I know how to do it. Watch this. Hey Jordan, I might know someone who saw what you did and might want to get more attention from you. Worked like a charm, greatly. Alright.
Who's driving?
What?
Who's driving?
I know he is. I mean, that's the whole point, ain't it?
Who's...
Who's driving?
Oh. If I drive, we're gonna be going about 80 miles an hour.
No.
I mean, it's not that bad. I could go 120.
I'll drive. They all get the convertible.
How much did we even pay for this?
Anybody want the sunroof open? It's hot in here.
And it'd be nice to get some air.
Here. She opens the sunroof.
Oh, yeah.
That's better. Now we can actually breathe.
That's nice.
You know there's gonna be wind coming through the top of the car since the top is down, right?
Yeah. Wait. There's someone at the
end.
Here
we go!
There's someone at the end of the street. Damn it, they're not moving. What the hell?
The fuck?
Who in the hell is that? Uh-oh. That's...
What's wrong?
Look closer at the face.
What? Oh. Oh, no.
Let's get the hell out of here. So, are we just gonna stand here? Or are we gonna get the hell away from here?
What do you want me to do?
Just drive around them.
I'm trying.
Wait, I've got an idea.
What?
He presses a hidden button, and the car speeds at full speed. Whoops! There we go. Now that did it. The car halts.
Okay.
I think we're here, actually.
Are you insane?
No, I'm not insane. I'm as sane as can be. But I think we arrived here now. So we can go ahead and head out.
Was that for that fast?
I mean, I did program it into that button. So, yeah.
Jeez, we got here in 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, are we all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan doesn't look happy,
I'm
though.
I'm ready. Yeah, she doesn't look too happy.
Alright,
Faith looks a little nervous as well.
Yeah. Come on.
Joshua's got her. We need to get Jordan.
I just wish she would tell us, you know, like, why she's acting like this. I mean, I thought it would be fine if, you know, like when she's not worried about her friend and, you know, I thought she would return to the way she was, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
I don't know.
I just wish she would talk to us.
I know.
Well, let's go ahead and head out. And head in here. I got her anyway, so.
Oh boy.
Okay. Let's go.
We need to get Faith enrolled first.
Yeah, we should probably do that first thing. I think we have to contact.
Well, luckily, the elementary school is on the lower floor.
Yeah. We start on the lower floor anyway, so.
Of course.
So let's go ahead and get her enrolled here. I think we have to talk to the principal, though.
Yeah, we do.
There's a principal right up there.
That's the principal for the elementary school.
Yes, how may I help you this fine evening? Or, no, sorry.
It's morning.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, how may I help you this morning?
We're here to get our daughter Faith enrolled in school, please.
Okay, do you have any records of her previous school or anything of that nature, or?
No.
What's her name? And I'll just look her up in the database here.
Faith.
Okay. Oh, that's the problem. It says here she's supposed to be in fourth grade, but the transcript that I see is, well, she was pulled out of school, homeschooled, which her mother barely taught her anything, according to what I see here. So, yeah. I told you that that's what it was. Also, what?
Don't start with me.
But yeah, anyway, she doesn't look like it. She's, you know, like, she's, I mean, she seems to be smart for her age, but she hasn't appeared to learn all that she needs to. We can give her that, if that's what you two would want us to do. We can give her...
She has Down syndrome.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But that doesn't mean...
She can't learn like she needs to.
Doesn't mean she should have, like, I mean, yes, it'll be harder for her, but as a educator, we have to provide her with the resources that she needs, and we can actually do that. It'd be a lot, like, it wouldn't be like everyone else. It would be, like, the material would be downsized to fit her level here, her mental capacity, and I mean that's if you wanted to do it that way, but so
like a special ed class sort of thing.
Yeah, we can enroll her in there. Now, keep in mind she might get made fun of a lot, so. Just bear that in mind. But we don't tolerate bullying, so if we ever, if I ever get called on and, you know, someone tells me, you know, she's being bullied for any reason, action will be taken on that person who bullies her. Because bullying is not tolerated, and it never will be.
So, what do you think? Should we put her in the special ed class?
I mean, if we put her in a regular class, it's going to be too hard for her to keep up, so, that might be the better idea, because...
It might be easier for her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give you an example. So, this right here is the material that the regular students would learn. He shows them a thick book. Algebra.
Whoa.
You know, things like that. Whereas, this is what she would be learning. He pulls out a thinner book. Not as complicated.
Oh. Oh.
So, it's up to you two. What you would like us to do.
I think we should.
Yeah, I mean, if she's in the, if she's in, you know, regular classes, it's gonna be harder for her. So.
I mean, look at this regular book.
Ugh, I hate algebra. Ugh. She's not gonna.
Why are they learning that in the fourth grade?
Oh, this is not, like, this is just a general book. This is not, like, not what they're learning this year.
Oh!
So, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was about to say!
Yeah, no, but this is the...
This
is the book that she'll be learning from this year, though. He shows them a thick book.
Whoa.
It's still thick as fuck, though. Hey, well, first of all,
fourth
language.
Grade. Fourth grade arithmetic. Long division? What the hell?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they had to learn. But
hers is like, I didn't do that till sixth grade.
Hers is like this. If she were to get into the special ed program, hers would be like this. He pulls out a thinner book. So it's up to you.
I think we should go the special ed route.
Yeah. Alright, do you have a way to contact, you know, her mother? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, it shows that she was reported as missing, apparently. No. That's some
her
outdated...
Her mother's dead. Her parents died in the car crash.
That's some outdated paperwork. Yeah. We're her parents, actually. Do you have proof of this? Yes. I have the adoption papers right here. Oh. Well, in that case... Alright. So let's get you signed in here. Alright. Faith, I know you're kind of nervous, okay? But there's any, if you have any issues with anyone, let us know. Or let me know, and then I will see what I can do. But like I said, you know, we don't tolerate bullying here, so.
That's what looks at the thick fourth grade book.
Oh.
I know it's thick, right?
Like, why did she have to learn all this now? Like, I don't remember learning half of that.
No. This is the regular one. This is the special ed one.
Oh.
It's downsized.
Yeah, it does look
smaller.
See,
it's English, math, history, science, spelling, reading. And look, the special ed class also teaches communication skills.
Yeah, she does need to learn those. I mean...
Yeah, she does.
Ops 30.0.0 profile.
She...
Start virtual. Stop recording. Check box checked.
She definitely needs to...
Start streaming.
Learn those.
Stop
Because, like, she... There's gonna come a time where we won't be around to really, you know, do much of anything, like whenever she gets older and everything, so.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, I got everything set up, so she starts school tomorrow. Wait, what is today? Huh. Is today?
It's... It's Monday.
Okay. Yeah, she'll start school tomorrow then. But, like I said, if she has any problems, she can come and talk to me. And if anyone is bullying her...
Wait, so who's the special ed teacher?
Mr. Branson.
Oh. Okay.
She doesn't have any, you know, like, even when she goes up into higher grades, she won't really have to worry about changing classes and all that. So, it'd be easier on her anyway. Especially when, if she's in this kind of class.
Can we meet him?
Yeah, hold on. Well, aren't you two, I don't even know what to say now. But anyway, I am Mr. Branson. I will be her teacher. If there's any questions, feel free to ask. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and ask me, actually.
I don't, do you?
I mean, I do have a question, but, not for the teacher, though.
Oh.
Like, aren't you kind of curious if she'll be taking a bus or anything? Because, I mean... Like, aren't you kind of curious about that?
I mean... I'm pretty sure she would be.
Well, I'm glad you said something. We can actually get a bus schedule set up. So do y'all live not too far from here?
We live about 12 minutes away.
Yeah, in that case, we can get a bus scheduled there. She'll need to be ready by 7. So.
Oh.
Because the bus runs at 7:15 every morning, so. Sometimes 7:20.
Oh. That's not too bad.
No, it's really not. But I don't have any more questions, though.
I had to get on the bus way earlier than that when I was in elementary school.
Alright, so anyway, if there's no further questions, we're proud to have her as a student. So, Faith, are you kind of nervous?
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be nervous.
Oh, shoot. We gotta get her school supplies.
Yeah. Actually,
crap.
School for her won't start tomorrow. It'll actually start next week. We're gonna give you some time to get her school stuff. So, I mean, figure it's the least we could do.
I mean, we gotta get her a backpack and everything. Oh, great. Guess we're going by Walmart today.
Yep.
I don't want to go by Walmart. It's packed.
We don't have to today. We can... Wait, doesn't Raznikov make stuff like that? Like, he could probably...
I guess.
He could probably do something.
I don't know. I never asked.
You probably should. But anyway, yeah, we should probably, you know, talk to him about that later today.
Okay.
Now time for the hell. I dread going up here.
Now we get to do the fun stuff.
Jordan doesn't look too happy either.
I think Joshua and Faith said they're gonna wait in the car.
Yeah. Alright. Well.
Because this is gonna take a while.
Let's go ahead and head in here.
We're at the very top. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Get to climb on it. No, like, the way that this is laid out, you literally have to climb on top of it. Like, it's weird. I've never seen a building like this.
Oi.
Okay.
They ride up the elevator.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Could the principal's office is right here.
I don't want to go in here.
I mean, would you rather not do it and get some other stuff from it, or would you rather do it and get it over with?
Let's go. Let's do this. I just dread going in here.
Okay.
I dread going in here.
Good morning. This is the principal. So, we've got a problem. You know how before I said she was failing?
Yes.
Well, in the 3 weeks that, I hope everyone made it out of that situation that y'all were in 3 weeks ago. And that they're healthy now.
We did.
But anyway, she has actually dropped. Her grades have dropped tremendously.
Oh?
She's got all F's now. So. I don't understand. Not only that, but she's also drawn graffiti on the in different places. So.
Oh?
She's being expelled for that for at least a week. So.
You mean suspended?
Spelled, suspended, technically the same thing. But, well, actually, no. Yeah, my bad. Expelled. She's not expelled because then she wouldn't be able to come back. She has been suspended for a week. Would you like to take a look at some of the graffiti she has written?
Sure, why not?
Okay, look at this sign. My tunnel is open for business. My meat is juicy. What? My tunnel produces liquid. Come taste it. What?
What? The fuck?
Look at all this.
Oh, here's another one.
I can't read it.
Eat my ass.
Slurp my pussy. What the fuck? Yeah, she's...
The hell?
She's also written on teachers' classroom doors, too.
Oh, read this one.
What does it say?
Come get some. Let's have a good time.
It's clear.
The fuck?
It's clear she's trying to get attention.
The heck?
What?
Okay. That's not good. That's not good.
Stretch me.
Shit.
What? What? Stretch me? Who the hell writes that? But,
give me that meat.
God. But yeah, that's pretty much all the graffiti that she's written on this floor alone. She's written graffiti on all four floors. And even at the playground. This has got to stop. This is serious.
Hold on. Josh was texting me. Faith is hungry.
Oh. Don't we have stuff in the car from before?
What do you mean?
Like, we had a cooler that had some stuff in it, I think.
Oh, I threw all that out. That stuff was old.
No, I restocked it today. Just before we drove off.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's in there?
Meat. Cheese. I put crackers in there too. I don't remember. But you could let them know that, you know.
Why would you put crackers in a cooler?
Make them hard, I guess. I don't know.
There should be a box of chocolate chip cookies in the back seat.
So,
he's in the picture. You mean these? Yeah.
So, as I was saying,
anyway,
this behavior that she is exhibiting needs to stop.
Now he's calling me.
Yeah.
Look, we're kind of in the middle of something.
Ah. Well, there's just one little problem.
What?
These are expired. So... But there is some stuff in this cooler that looks fine.
That I found. We'll go get McDonald's after we're done. But right now, we're trying to deal with Jordan because apparently she's written graffiti on all four floors of the school and the playground.
Oh, Lord. All right.
And she's been suspended for a week for it. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta go. People.
So, as I was saying, this behavior that she's exhibiting needs to stop. You think I don't know
that? I know. I am very angry right now.
I mean, we both are. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is she...
Oh, and Jordan thinks it's funny. Jordan thinks it's funny. She's laughing.
My tunnel is open. Mike, who writes that shit?
I don't.
I'm gonna...
She thinks it's funny.
Damn it.
Funny.
Alyssa's calling me now. Damn it. What?
Okay, what's with the attitude?
Well, your sister decided to graffiti all four fucking floors of the school.
And the playground.
Yeah, and the playground.
And she's been suspended for it, and she thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm. So, what you need? Because we're kind of in the middle of something, but because you never just call me randomly like that. So,
there's a guy, Josh Root, who's looking for you.
Oh no!
Ew.
No! I killed his ass a few years ago. No, I cannot face him again. Nope.
Wait, that's who we saw standing in the street.
Uh huh. Why do you think I floored the son of a bitch?
Oh. What does he want?
I don't know. Apparently he wants us or something. I don't know. But...
He says... He says he wants to talk to both of you.
No.
No.
No. Nope. He probably has a weapon with
him. No. Uh-uh.
I don't carry weapons anymore. Gave it up a long time ago.
I thought we killed you. Well, he killed you.
Well, you did. But...
'Cause you tried to kill me.
Well, I was paid to do it.
Paid?
Yes.
By who?
Same person who you had killed a few years ago.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me... That Mikhail paid you to... Oh.
Exactly.
He didn't.
He did it to prevent you from having any more children. So you could be all his. Eventually. And no one would stop you. And he would make sure that you had gotten a hysterectomy to where you couldn't have any more children. That's what his plan was the entire time.
Oh my god.
That was...
You're serious?
Yes. I have his written booklet.
Well then, that's interesting.
And, when I was killed, there was a woman that was, like, when I came to, or when I came back, I saw this woman. She was, like, wearing this, like, cross necklace, and, I don't know why. I don't know why I was
Oh, that's Sarah.
I don't understand why I was given a second chance after what I have done.
Maybe she thought you could be a changed person.
Is Molly still around? Or...
Yeah.
Why would I even bother? She probably wouldn't want nothing to do with me anyway. So. Maybe I'll just not even think about it.
She actually lives with us, and we have a whole bunch of other people living with us too, including Mikhail's little sister, Faith.
Oh. I've heard she's been through some trauma. Like, extreme trauma.
Yeah, we actually just got her enrolled in school today, so... That's nice.
Oh, so you... Is there anything I can do, or...?
Yeah, well, we're at the school right now dealing with one of our older kids who apparently decided to spray paint graffiti on the floors and the playground. And she's been suspended for a week.
That's classic. Oh, wait. Did you say spraying graffiti at a school?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were just talking about graffitiing randomly. Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good idea.
No, it's not.
So, is there anything I can do, or...
Lizzie has logged out.
Start virtual. Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
Is there anything you two need me to do, or...
I mean, you could help us take care of some of the kids, because we have... Adopted kids, we have our own kids, we have other people's kids here. It's crazy.
Ugh. Y'all must have been busy these past few years. Oh yeah, her pussy has definitely been busy. I've been fucking that shit like it's nothing.
Shut up, James.
Okay, that's not something I needed to know. Okay, just keep that shit to yourself. And, yeah. Just, never say that again. Oh. Well, anyway, we gotta get back to this, so. So anyway, like I was saying, you know, she's been suspended for a week. And we gotta figure out, you know, we really gotta figure out why she's acting this way. So, anyway, do you want to try to go talk to her, or what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Well, I can talk to her. Where the hell did you come from? Well, I snuck through the window.
Scared us.
You mischief son of a bitch. Oh, don't worry. I'm security at this facility. What? Been working here for at least 10 years, so I'm pretty much good with this principle, so.
Oh.
You were that Russian guy that I saw here for the past 10 years. Exactly. So, well, I can talk to her, but I don't know if she'll respond to me. Alright. So, hey Jordan, I got a question to ask you.
What?
He looks into her eyes. I know you've been doing all this for attention. But the question is, whose attention are you trying to get? Is there anyone in particular?
Okay, the truth is, I want someone to love me for who I am, and my parents never spend time with me anymore. They're always spending time with the little kids. Here we go again.
Well, I mean, and do you think writing graffiti, talking about your pussy is open for business and shit, do you think that's going to get you someone who wants to love you for who you are? Do you think that that's what's going to happen? Because I can tell you right now what's going to happen if you continue to act like this.
Oh, what? Like you're some sort of super genius?
You're going to be labeled as a whore. That's what's going to happen. Truth is, well, since you wrote that graffiti, there's been gossip about you, actually. Oh, great. This is just what we needed, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
And you find that to be great? Well, there is one person who doesn't let the gossip get to their head. Do you know who that is?
No.
William. That's who it is. Wait, I've seen that person before. Can't remember where. So are we what are we doing now? I don't know. Jordan, I can tell you right now. You need to talk to this person.
Oh, and by the way, you're grounded.
Big time. But
you are grounded.
But you do need to talk to this person because you might get an answer that you might not have expected.
You're grounded for the next month, little Missy.
Yep.
What? Why? Oh, you know why. You know why. You know exactly why.
But, hey Jordan, before we leave, I do recommend you talk to him, though.
Do you know? School's canceled today because of parent-teacher conferences.
Well, you don't have to worry because he's actually coming through that door. He actually works here on his off time, so.
Oh, that's nice.
So, do y'all want me, do y'all want us to, like, leave or something, or?
We can.
Yeah, because I think shit's about to get serious in here. They all walk out the room. Well, that's, here for the past few weeks, things have been interesting. But the only difference is, things haven't changed for me. But it's changed for other people. Oh, hey,
what do you mean?
I didn't even notice you there. That I was talking to myself. Well, I've noticed how you've been acting, and I like how you used to be. When you used to be yourself. But you seem to want more attention, and I don't know how to feel about that. Because I can tell you something right now. That's if you want to know it.
What?
You've had my attention for a long time.
Oh.
But I just didn't know how to tell you. And I didn't know.
That's nice.
I didn't know if you would judge me for it, so I just didn't tell you. He hugs her. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you be that person that you used to be?
Yes.
Because I've had feelings for you for a while. Like, every time you would come up to me, just would freeze up because I didn't know what to say. So, what do you think?
Look, I'll be how I used to be.
He hugs her tightly.
Later, back in the car.
So, why were you...
Okay.
So, like... Why were you doing all that? Why would you want attention from other people? That's my question. Like, especially people...
Because you guys never spend time with me.
I mean, when you start having children, you'll see how difficult it is. Wait.
Remember that one time we had you babysit Lily and Lacey with Kaylee? Oh, yeah.
Imagine that times 5.
Well, 6, because we had Christopher.
Yeah. So, we've been...
Well, no. 11, because we had 5 more kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Jordan, imagine that coming out of you. 5 at once.
Ouch.
Really? I did end up hearing the entire conversation, but I'm not going to say much about it, because I don't know if she wants people to know, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Oh, by the way, you're still grounded.
Yeah, I mean, so, where are we off to now?
Faith wants McDonald's. Anybody else want anything?
I mean, yeah, we didn't even get to cook breakfast this morning, so.
I know, I'm starving.
Yeah, let's all just...
It's 11:30 now.
Yeah, so they'll serve breakfast now, but we can get some meat or something from there.
We can get lunch for everybody.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get up there.
And we're busy today.
Yep. They arrive in park.
Start virtual. Stop recording. Check box. Check.
Well, it's night. We've done a lot of shit today, so I think we should go to sleep or something.
Yeah.
Few hours later. What the hell? It's 4:50 or 4:30, I think. What the? Do you hear that screaming or is it just me?
It's 4:15. Who's screaming?
I think Talia, but it's not a sexual gratified scream either. It's almost like a tortured one. Wait.
Oh dear.
She's saying something.
What?
She's saying, get away from me. Don't stick that there. What the hell? We need to go wake up Joshua.
Where is he?
I think he's in the bed. Wait, if he's in the room, how is he not awake from that? Oh, I got a headache.
He's not. Wait, when did you come upstairs?
Just a second ago. I fell asleep on the couch in there. So.
Of course you did.
I mean,
well, that's right. You and Faith were watching Frozen.
Yeah. And also, Talia gets naked a lot more often than I would like her to.
Did you finish it? Did you finish it?
Not really. We still got some to go on it. But Talia gets a lot naked.
From what I saw, you were like halfway through, though.
Yeah, we got halfway through it, but.
That's a good movie, though.
Yeah. But also, I slept in there because Talia gets naked a lot more often than I'm kind of like. She used to not get naked that often. But now it's just like an everyday thing, and I just don't know what to do or how to tell her. So.
Well, she's screaming right now.
Oh, Lord. Is she using the dildo that I saw?
No.
No, not that kind of screaming. Oh, okay. I should probably go to her then. He rushes into the room. Are you okay?
No.
He holds her close. Got you. I'll be right back. Reznikov rushes out the door. Hey, Elizabeth is.
Where are you going?
It's not good.
What is it?
She's having a nightmare, apparently. Because she's shaking violently.
Oh dear.
And we might need you to come in here.
For what?
Apparently, you know how to get rid of it. The nightmare, anyway.
Me?
You've done it before. I saw you do it.
With who?
A few weeks ago. When one of your children had a nightmare and you... Well, you sang them something or some shit. I don't know what it was, but you sang something.
Oh, that was Sophie. I sang her Brahms lullaby. It's easy, it's for babies.
Never heard of it, so you're going to have to do it.
Really?
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it either. Yeah, neither have
simple.
I. Why don't you give it to us? Wait, oh hell no. I'm never saying that again. Fuck that shit. Anyway, I'm going to go to Elisa, because I just need to go see her for a minute. He rushes out the door. Okay, in here. Just look at her. Just look at her.
What do you want me to do? Climb up there?
You don't have to climb up there and get on top of... Okay, I was about to say you don't have to get on top of her, but she's kind of, like, angled down a little bit. I think she's about to fall off the bed.
So what do you want me to do?
Just, I guess just get closer to her and...
I don't want to sit on her.
Oh, Joshua was holding her, so. Yeah.
Okay. Joshua and Lizzie both hold her close. It's okay. It's okay, Talia. She's shaking.
I told you she was shaking violently. Oh, that was intense. Anyway. Yeah.
Did you?
Did I what?
Did you fuck Alyssa or something?
No. I kind of had to go jack off myself because I didn't want to wake her up for one, and two, I didn't know she would want me, so I just had to take care of
it
myself. Okay, I didn't need that explanation. I couldn't want the rest of my existence without knowing that.
I'm the one that asked.
Well, did you at least clean it up? Nope. It's on her sheets. Oh, God. It kind of splattered on her face, too. Okay. No. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep, though. Okay, never ask him a question like that again.
I'm sorry.
Unless you want the honest truth. Okay, she's a little calm now, but not completely.
I know how to fix that.
Alright.
Joshua lays her down. Don't leave me.
I'm
not leaving you.
I'm gonna be right here.
I'm right with you.
Don't lay on top of her.
Okay, never say that again.
Never say that again. I mean, don't. Kind of almost did lie on top of her, so that's kind of why I said that. So.
Okay, I'm gonna sing now, so.
Okay.
Anybody who doesn't want to hear this, get out.
To go do something again. I'll be back. Jeez. Alright. I think we're all ready now.
But is she calm enough where she'll actually listen to me?
Oh yeah, she's actually looking right at you.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Lullaby in the night, in the sky stars are bright, made the moon silvery beams bring you sweet dreams. Close your eyes now and rest. May these hours be blessed. When the sun breaks right with dawn, you will wake with a yawn. She asleep?
Yeah, she is now.
I think Joshua's asleep too.
Yeah.
Oops. Did I do that?
I think we should go to sleep because, you know what would be interesting?
What?
It'd be interesting if I start doing things in here. Oh hell no.
Okay, let's go to sleep.
My pogo stick needs to be bounced on. Alright. Stop it. I don't need to hear about your meat or your pogo stick needs to be bounced on. Well, I know she wants to get on it and just ride it like there's no tomorrow because, she can do it, but we might have to clean up after it. Alright. Shut the shit up. Okay, let's go to sleep, I guess. He lays down and falls asleep within a matter of a minute.
Caps lock off. Start work. Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed that chapter. And, yeah, I say pretty much what comes to my head sometimes, but I can assure you I was not about to fall asleep there. All of you, I can assure all of you of that.
I'm about to, though.
I can just make myself sound like that. Sometimes. Now, when I do get extremely tired, you're gonna notice. Everyone will notice. Anyway, so we hope you enjoyed that chapter, and if you want to let us know what you think, just leave a comment. And we'll see you on the next one.
Start streaming check. Stop recording checkbox check.